Before the year 1200 in the Common Era, Moshe Maimonides completed his Mishneh Torah, which codifies the 613 Jewish commandments and the seven universal commandments in the Torah. The last two chapters describe the future Jewish king, the Messiah, or Mashiach in Hebrew, a father-to-son descendant of King David, whom God will send to begin the Messianic era for all mankind. That era will reach its ultimate godly purpose with the resurrection of the righteous in the era of the world to come. As it says in Isaiah chapter 26, those who lie in the dust will awaken and sing joyful praises. In the words of Maimonides, anyone among the nations of the world who carefully fulfills the seven universal commandments from the Torah of Moses is considered by God as one of the pious among the nations, and he will merit a share in the world to come. He then goes on to explain that the King Mashiach will have his capital in Jerusalem, where he will build the third holy temple and gather all the Jewish people to Israel. Then Mashiach will improve the entire world, motivating all the nations to serve God together. Then the surrounding nations will return to the true Torah faith of their seven commandments, and they will no longer steal or destroy. In that era, there will be neither famine nor war, envy or competition, for good will flow in abundance, and all delights will be as common as dust. The occupation of the entire world will be only to know God, as it says in Isaiah chapter 11. The world will be filled with the knowledge of God, as the sea fills the ocean bed. The Lubavitcher Rebbe explains that through the spiritual refining of the nations, they will all come to praise God when they realize that He gave great kindness to the Jewish people, as it says in Psalm 117. Praise the Lord, all you nations, extol Him, all you peoples, for His kindness was mighty over us, and the truth of the Lord is everlasting. And that praise from the nations, which we can encourage right now, is a very high level, even higher than God's giving of this kindness. And that is how God will complete the purpose that He desired, that the entire lowest physical world will be a dwelling place for Him. Isaiah chapter 2 prophesies about the participation of the righteous Gentiles at the third temple. And it will come to pass at the end of days that the mountain of God's house will be firmly established, even higher than the peaks, and all the people will flow toward it as a river. And many nations will go and will cry, "Let us go up toward the mountain of God's house, to the house of the Lord of Jacob, and we will learn from His ways and walk in His paths. For out of Zion goes forth Torah and the word of God from Jerusalem." In our synagogue service, on the eighth day of Passover, we read from Isaiah chapter 11, "It shall be on that day that the descendant of Jesse, who stands as a banner for the peoples, nations will seek him." But what does all this mean in practical terms? The Lubavitcher Rebbe explained that we should influence everyone to follow the seven universal laws, including the knowledge that there is a master of the world, and that the nature of this master is true goodness, so nothing truly bad can occur. And when he was asked by a CNN reporter, the Rebbe gave a message to the world. Mashiach is ready to come now. Our part is to add in deeds of goodness and kindness. To learn more about this, please visit www.asknoah.org.